KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Venezuela would win their first ever World Baseball Classic last night, coming back from a blown eighth inning lead as Venezuela would beat the U.S. 3-2 on Eugenio Suarez's tie-breaking double in the ninth. They would also get a third inning sacrifice fly from Mikel Garcia of the Kansas City Royals, and Boston's Willier Abreu would hit a fifth inning home run off of Mets rookie starter Nolan McLean. Venezuela would go up 2-0. Eduardo Rodriguez and the Venezuelan bullpen would limit the Americans to just two hits before Bryce Harper would tie the game with a two-out, two-run home run in the eighth inning. Dakota Wesleyan's Ashlyn Johnson has been named the GPAC Softball Player of the Week. Johnson went 10 of 19 last week in Tucson, Arizona, hit .526 with a home run, a triple, four doubles, five RBIs, scoring nine times, and with two stolen bases. Johnson, a sophomore from Sioux Falls, has a .346 batting average on the season, has hit three home runs with 17 RBIs. Dakota Wesleyan softball opens up conference play later today with a road doubleheader at Northwestern. It'll be in Sioux Center, Iowa tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. South Dakota State senior Brooklyn Meyer earned an honorable mention All-American selection yesterday from the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Meyer averaged 22 points per game, 11th best in the country. She also shot 64% from the field, which was the fifth best this year in Division I. She also led the Jackrabbits with 8 rebounds, 2.7 assists, and just under 2 blocks per game in her senior season. She was also named first team All-Summit League and to the All-Defensive Conference team. South Dakota State softball, they were swept in a doubleheader yesterday at Wichita State, losing to the Shockers 12-5 and 3-1. The Jackrabbits now fall to 15-19 on the season. They begin Summit League play on Friday with the start of a three-game home series versus USD at 3 o'clock. SDSU baseball, they would lose at Oklahoma State last night 7-6. Jackrabbits held a 5-2 lead heading into the bottom of the sixth inning before Oklahoma State would score five times to take a 7-5 lead. SDSU baseball now 5-15 on the season. They'll take on Oklahoma State again today at 4 o'clock before returning to Brookings to host North Dakota State for a three-game home series starting on Friday. We do have coverage tomorrow night of the Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament to live in Aberdeen on Q107.3 and Q107Radio.com. The number 2 seed Freeman at 21-2 on the season, winners of 19 straight. They'll take on the 7 seed Sully Buttes, who's 18-5. Coverage starts tomorrow at 4:45 with our pregame show. Tip off at 5 o'clock tomorrow with Clinton Greenway live in Aberdeen. It's the Class B Boys State Basketball Tournament starting tomorrow on Q107.3 and Q107Radio.com. More sports online, KORNRadio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.